and welcome to Blessed Blontent Blub. I am your blost, Blister Bleel.
Oh, no!
And blip me as blalways are my blow blosts.
Jesus.
Ban and Bob Blidio Blames from Bliga Blutes Blot Blom.
I'm so glad we can just be way up our own ass and not care about Blessio ratings, Bob.
Yeah. Okay.
Could you just say bloke? Couldn't you just...
Bloke.
There we go.
And Blazy Blexcellent from Blino Blah Bloat Blag Blot Blom.
Hello, I'm your Bluffy Blocka.
And the movie you voted for, I'm not doing this anymore, the bit is over.
It's too much.
And the movie you chose to us to watch is John Wick, which, and I guess we should dramatically reveal who picked this. It was Dan.
Shock.
Yeah, a big surprise.
Dan chose the movie that is violent.
Hey, I could easily have also chosen the movie that was violent.
Yeah, but there weren't a lot of, like, you know, young kids getting hit by cars.
Feels like fucking next time I'm bringing in Dude Where's My Car.
Go ahead.
And if you don't know what John Wick is, I do have a very short summary. John Wick is a movie about a man who really hates wasting ammo. He considers it offensive if you ever have to use more than one bullet to shoot a person.
This is accurate.
This show is a little bit more freeform. It doesn't have any segments, so I guess we just have to talk about what parts of John Wick we thought were cool.
If I were to describe John Wick in that sort of very serious manner, I would say John Wick is a really, really good inspection into what happens when society itself falls apart and all sorts of form of respect and honor fall apart piece by piece as people who are used to getting everything they want in life can't even get one thing they want, so they childishly and greedily grab another thing to say, this is mine. And John Wick goes, no, it is not. It was not your place to kill my dog. It is not your place to kill this man. I'm going to keep coming for you and ripping off your face. It is really good. He's basically hyper-violent Columbo, where the villains do a thing.
God!
He will not leave them alone for one fucking second until they're done. It's so good.
One more thing. Blast.
There are so many moments, like Phil was saying, where it's just like, you have to wonder if there's a deep respect he has for not wasting ammo. Because he's just trying to choke a man to death with his foot while shooting the other guy instead of quickly shooting the guy underneath his foot.
Well, that guy's under control, clearly.
Yeah, he's got that under control and he knows that.
Well, what happened? What's the problem? They stole John Wick's car and killed his dog.
That was the moment that the move that I guess that was in my notes where it's just like, there's no explanation. It's just, hands up.
And then the entire room erupts in laughter over that part.
I'm like, finally the movie began. The rest of the movie is just setting up for that one.
I will say, like, I think the writers of John Wick were really clever because they didn't have, like, the movie would work without the coins.
Yes.
But the coins are really cool and add a lot to the movie.
Man, you're going to love 2 and 3.
Yeah, that's definitely the impression I got immediately. I'm like, the sequels are much more about, like, the coin shit and the underworld, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. 2 and 3 are just so much better than this. Kind of crazy.
It's kind of completely unfucking real because I had a stellar time rewatching this.
That is absurd when you're like, KZ, this is the worst one.
And not even by a little.
That's insane.
Yeah, not even by a little is the part that's mind-boggling, right?
It's like going from the first season of Yu Yu and jumping to Chapter Black.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
That is a really fucking good analogy. Oh my god, I was not ready for such a good shit. Yeah, John Wick 1's fucking stellar. Even after watching the other two and it being like 6 years since it came out, coming back to watch this one, you get to see a lot of cool stuff. It's still a really neat movie. There are some special effects that clearly should have been higher rent. Once the first was like a really good success, two and three get a lot more money to throw at insanely cool scenery. And really cool set pieces. But it's such a good, solid film. They even get at a construction level of an action scene. They get that sort of dread understanding, right? He enters the red circle and he has to make his way through the floors to pursue his, you know, his victim.
he's like, don't worry, Dad, I can take him. No, you can't.
No, you can't. He's going to come for you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, the unstoppable force that they make him sound like mythical is really good in this movie, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And then he is.
The one that the boogeyman is scared of.
No, we sent him to fucking kill the boogeyman.
Yeah. Turns out that having an aimbot in real life is a really good thing.
Yeah, it's really fucked up that John Wick has that power and no one else has superpowers. It's like a Bullseye just entered a normal military shooter setting.
Jesus.
And then for the first time ever, everyone would go, wow, Bullseye's so cool.
He's really cool. We gotta watch Daredevil.
No. But yeah, no, like when it was just the first John Wick film, I was like, wow, this is legitimately one of my favorite films ever. It's just, it has a really good universe. There are so many scenes that they immediately know what the tone of the film is and what makes it so good that, you know, countless studios, they don't understand this. This is a thing they don't understand when it comes to making a movie. Some executive at some point would ask for these scenes to be removed because they don't make the movie serious. When John kills those men who are invading his home, and then the police show up and just go, you working again? No, I'm just tying up loose ends. Okay, you have a good night, John.
Clearly sees dead men in his apartment.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Noise complaint.
Yep.
I'll just let you get on with it then.
Right. See you later, Jimmy.
There's just all sorts of really good dialogue moments like that. Also, you get that really good line at the Continental where he's like, is the laundromat good? And he's like, to be frank, sir, no laundromat is that good. That's what I expected.
John Wick, like, it's good that John Wick doesn't talk a whole lot in this movie.
Yes.
Because I feel like when Keanu Reeves has to say more than like one or two lines, John Wick starts to slip into almost like Bill and Ted-esque.
Really?
Just a little bit. Like, no, I suppose not. About being told by the laundry, just has this energy that's similar to me.
Yeah, that's kind of
or
funny.
Or when the priest is like, when he's going to destroy the vault and the priest is like, what are you going to do? John, and he says this, and then throws. But it has like this tone of, "What are you stupid? I'm gonna do this." And then he just throws the flares back into the vault.
That was really good. That was incredible. I really do love. You know, this movie. It's about destroying people with privilege for thinking they own the world, right? And that feels good. That feels great. Kind of like the reverse of the Die Hard situation where the villains are written well in that to supposedly be political terrorists, but in fact they're just doing it for money. It feels good in the same way where it's like, I really enjoy that this angle is here, because if it was just an action film and it didn't have this universe and it didn't have John Wick as like some revenge deity.
A force as they constantly cut to him hammering into his floor.
Yes.
To get his briefcase of the stuff.
Yeah, he had to break open the floor of his shed to pull out his complete in-box NES games he was going to sell.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I really like that. I really like the smashing open the floor. Like, okay, let's get the shit out.
That's real fucking good. Real fucking good.
I feel like there will never be a more appropriate time to share this anecdote, so I have to do it now.
Okay, that makes sense.
I had an acquaintance in high school who was who failed the psychiatric test to be made a military officer. And the way he failed the psychiatric test, according to him, I have no way of knowing if this is true. This is merely as he retold it to me.
Okay.
So the army psychiatrist is like, okay, you're out in the yard doing yard work. Your neighbor leans over the fence and shoots your dog. What do you do? And my friend says, I kill him. with zero hesitation. And the army psychiatrist, according to him, seems a little bit put off and is like, you'd kill him for shooting a dog? And he goes, no, I'd kill him for shooting my dog.
This is correct, yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with this response.
Apparently, that was not the correct response, and he was not allowed to become an officer.
No, that's fair. That's strange. Was the military planning on killing his dog?
Yeah, I think I'm starting to figure this out.
You just never know what will happen when you join the military. They might kill your dog.
I think it was funny because I've also been watching The Sopranos recently, and then the scene where Vito, is that the guy's name?
Mm-hmm.
Meets Vigo. His son and just beats the Vigo just beats the shit out of his son.
Yes,
like, wow, this is exactly like a scene from The Sopranos.
And that other guy's like, I'll leave, and he's like, no, you won't, stay. And he tries multiple times to just leave.
That dude rules. Like, can someone give me a gun, please? Please,
English, please. English. Yeah, it's like he's already shot, and it's like, okay, you need to get out of that car and fight John Wick.
Good luck.
You Russian spewing sack of shit.
And then he's like, I shot the car, I'm really good. Oh no.
Man, yeah, it's surprising that he's like the second command almost, or maybe just a high up attendant to the main bad guy, and he's just a comic relief.
Oh, it's really good too.
Yes, it's appreciated.
It's also so funny to me that they just got John Leguizamo to be like one underworld mechanic.
It's really
like
good,
one
though.
Scene.
He's
it's
like, get fucking fuck tested. Out.
Yeah, he is really good in this movie. I didn't expect
this,
it.
This is the most I've ever seen John Leguizamo act. It's powerful.
So, Willem Dafoe, very excellent role.
Oh, yes.
I wish there was more, but yeah.
Yeah, every scene in the movie with him, you're like, what is his deal? He's just Willem Dafoe, and he's here.
He
this
really
is great.
I also very much enjoyed the female assassin who gets sealed in the Pentagon at the end.
Yeah, that's
where they just step out from behind four pillars and trap her with the in the infinite Tsukiyomi of being shot.
Yeah, I don't know what you expected to happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was wondering how they were going to conclude her.
Yeah.
Her being in the movie because
she
sucks. She
just comes off as incredibly stupid.
Yes.
Because it's like, no, I broke the rules for $4 million. I didn't know that they have an endless army of hyper assassins who can teleport. Somehow I thought this would work out for me.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. That's one of the like almost commandments of this movie is you do not conduct business on continental grounds. And she's just like, yeah, I don't care. I'll do it for money. It's like, no, you won't, actually. You will catch a load of shit. The funniest thing in the world, the later John Wick films have so much better side characters when it comes to like adversaries and other stuff. I didn't remember her at all.
Yeah, I'm really glad she was the only one in this movie because I'm like, I hope this doesn't become like a... God, what was that fucking movie? I don't even remember, but there's some movie that's like a bunch of assassins want to kill this one person.
Is it?
They're all wacky.
Is it Red? I don't know. I haven't seen Red since it came out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even remember what the name was.
But
maybe
yeah.
It was Lucky Number 11. I don't
maybe
even remember
I've,
that fucking movie.
I've never seen it. Yeah, they do an excellent job of developing really interesting adversaries with unique personalities, amazing visual design and whatnot as they go on.
Yeah, and the choreography
and John Wick kills them because he's John Wick.
But yeah, the choreography gets so much better than the next two movies. It's kind of crazy.
It's fucked up how much better it is.
I really appreciated the choreography in this because nothing was treated as significant as he's just murdering people. Like not yeah. he just fired he turned around briefly, shot two people in the head, and then turned back around. And now he's just keep gonna keep moving.
I just really appreciate the doctor's like, okay, if you're gonna do work, well, take these before you start doing your work. The stitches will come loose, of course. Do you need anything for the pain? And John's like, I've got that covered, and just drinks whiskey.
Like, yeah, like, yes. Oh, well, you'll bleed, but you'll have full mobility. It's like, okay, that's fine.
I'm now going to get into a fight in 60 seconds.
Right? Fuck. So about him being a revenge deity.
So speaking of the visuals, I really liked the hot tub bar that the sun was hanging out in.
Yes.
I thought that was a really great location for this movie's universe.
Like, yes.
It really helps set the style of the John Wick universe. Because you hardly, there's not like a whole lot of locations in this movie. In fact, there's basically none that aren't like mob affiliated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have the crime dimension that the John Wick movies take place in.
Yes, and it gets so good. like, yeah, they all take place in the crime dimension. I do appreciate the hot tub bar. The red circle's really fucking good. That scene, by the way, where he's being called an entitled fucking drunkard child.
Yeah.
Where the fucking bodyguard's just like, I was set here to babysit, not keep eyes on a fucking drunkard, and takes away his bottle of booze, and then he pisses and whines and moans like a baby to get another bottle. He's like, I want another bottle! And I'm like, God, this is funny as shit. They're just literally making him cry and piss and moan over not having his baba.
And then
this is the best.
Then he gets to have that face when he sees John Wick.
Yep.
Which is the equivalent of the eyes popping out of your head.
Also, really good moment. Very short moment. Last maybe 4 seconds of the film. He uses one of the ladies in that hot tub with him as a human body shield.
Yes, he does. What piece of shit. What an absolute piece of human garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, they do a lot to make this guy seem completely, like,
the
worthless.
Worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just no, he should die more than anyone else.
He's like such a piece of trash. If he was in a space movie and he got knocked out of the airlock, everyone would applaud in the theater. Like, yeah, that guy sucks.
Even his dad obviously hates him. He's like, I have to fucking kill John Wick now because my son.
And it's what's really good is even his dad definitely has some of him in him, right? His dad definitely is that level of entitled and shitty and petty. His dad looked John Wick in the fucking eye and said, you married your wife and she died of cancer. I got the worst deal. My son sucks.
Yep.
And I'm like, fuck you.
That's pretty good, though.
it's really good. But fuck that guy.
That phone call that he has when he tries to go.
We need to be civilized.
We need to be civilized. Hello? We need to be civilized. John Wick has not said a single thing. Hangs up. And he's like, what did he say?
Enough. Enough.
Was he crushing somebody's throat while he was on the phone also?
That was,
am I remembering wrong? I thought he had his foot on somebody.
I think that was a different time. Because was when he was in the basement and he got a call on the special phone.
Mm-hmm. This was before it began.
Yeah.
You know who I think got it worse than anybody got the worst in this movie?
Hmm.
The one mook that John Wick, like, knocks over and pins with his knee and is, like, spinning around on for, like, a minute, shooting people, and then shoots him.
Yeah, that's the guy I was talking about earlier, where I'm just like, John can shoot him any moment now, and he won't.
It's under control.
I really appreciate John Wick coming up behind the guy while I'm watching. It's like, you can take the night off. And the guy's like, I will. Thank you, John Wick.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
You lost some weight. Yeah, about 60 pounds.
Yeah, that was really good. He's like, you lost weight. 60 pounds. Impressive.
I always appreciate it when the underling is like, "Oh, fuck this."
Yeah.
Yeah. I like seeing this. John has connections to lots of people, so some people are just like, "Yeah, I'll side with them."
Yeah, I appreciate a guy who lives down the hall cocking his gun. He goes, "Do I know you?" And he goes, "Probably." Turns around, looks at him. "Oh, hey, what's up, Johnny?" It's just so good.
Every phone call in this is really good. I really like the part where John Wick steals this phone at the beginning of the nightclub scene. And it's like, well, what's he doing that for? Is that planned? It's literally just so when he calls him, gets called by the bad guy later, he can be like, "I killed that guy already." And that was it.
Yeah, and just to say, and then says, everyone has a price.
Yeah, but
everything has a price. Slams phone. Just fuck. Come on. Yeah, it's really fucked up to sit there, because Bob's right. The difference between John Wick 1 and 2 is insane. It's a huge chasm of difference.
That's so crazy to me.
But the fucked up thing is the scale only goes 1 to 10, so they're both 10s.
It's like, okay, you won Best Picture this year, and the sequel also wins Best Picture, but also wins Most Improved?
Best Film as a Service. That you know, that would show up as Films for Kino. It would win that award in the Film of the Year.
Brought to you by Whataburger.
What's up, Bob? Go ahead.
I just remembered, yeah, 2 has like two really good villains to fight, and then other people orchestrating things. It's ridiculous.
It's unbelievably good. The set design in that is so much better. They got so much fucking money to throw at it.
They really did.
And it's so, it's great. You don't ever get to see that, I don't think. You don't get to see a film that has barely any money compared to modern Hollywood and comes out and is so fucking good. And then the universe goes, these people should have more money to do this even better.
One of my favorite parts of this movie is at the end where Viggo's like, "We don't need to use guns anymore." John Wick's like, "I guess you're right." And then Viggo just gets worked anyway. Yeah. He doesn't even have a shot.
And then he pulls a knife and still gets worked.
He's like, "I'll let you do it, and then I'll snap your arm."
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, having
that's how every fight that's how every fight between Ellie and Abby went in The Last of Us 2.
God, I wish it was that cool where Abby's like, "Okay, Ellie, I'll let you stab me, but I'm going to break your fucking arm." That would have been fucking stellar.
"You've been starved for 3 weeks. This is now an even fight. Also, you have a knife."
Jesus Christ.
The confidence that John Wick has on display when he's tied up to a chair and just does his big speech of, "Yes. I'm back, and I'm going to get you and your son if you don't give me your son right now." Yeah. Like, you've sufficiently been stopped at this moment, but I don't believe you've been stopped.
Yeah, it is weird because he's technically saved by Defoe at that point.
Yes.
But he would have no way of knowing.
We don't know that he would have figured something out in the next 10 seconds.
And gotten out of that bag.
Yeah,
yeah, that would have happened.
That shit's insane. Yeah, because the boss dude is just like, "Okay, well, I'm going to kill you now." And he goes, "Give me your son before I have to kill you right next to him." I'm like, man.
Like, if you weren't John Wick, that would sound baseless.
Mm-hmm. Right? If you didn't see the rest of this film leading into this,
where he's killed 300 people
and used only 300 bullets,
and that one thing where he's like, "This man killed 3 people in a bar with a pencil."
Yeah,
I really liked that because it tied back to the very start of the movie when the delivery person has to ask John Wick for her pin back when he gets delivered the dog.
Yes. I really appreciate the fact that the dog at the end of the movie was marked to be put down.
Yeah, that's a good touch.
Oh, I didn't notice.
You get to see this on screen for less than 2 whole seconds.
I did not notice. So I was like, "Oh, he just took a dog. That's weird."
The ending of this movie is both John Wick and this dog get a second lease on life. It's such a happy ending. I'm like, wow, fucking shit. Because for a bit there, I was like, what if he's stealing someone's dog that's just at a vet?
Yeah, I didn't see that. I was like, man, he just stole a dog. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's on screen literally for less than 2 seconds. There aren't enough frames in that shot. I'm like, these people wrote shit into the script. They made the props. And then they just hide the tiny details like that. Because, like, here's the thing. Another movie would have made a whole scene out of the human bodyguard, right? The human body shield that that guy did in the club. Another movie would have done a whole fucking series of shots about him noticing the dog was going to be put down and then thinking about how that applies to him.
And then do a flashback thing showing him with the dog again.
Also, I appreciate that every flashback in this movie is far more PTSD-like and realistic to my own mental conditions than most movies where it's, you know, you're going to get a full dream sequence.
Yeah.
No, this movie's a lot more flashes of thoughts, right?
It's best if John Wick remains as unknowable as possible.
Oh, man.
Much like Columbo.
it is like, you're right, it is like in a really weird style where it's almost dreamlike in the way we see it. Mm-hmm. It's like, is this real? But of course, there's nothing to apply that isn't. So it's
right, he's just got PTSD, that's it.
He actually did have a wife.
On like Columbo?
Yeah, it's like Columbo.
This movie is framed like very dreamlike to begin with. Like the use of lighting. Like, I'm like, because I was watching it, I'm like, yeah, this is lit exactly like half the dreams I've had, where it's like, okay, you can sort of see.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of dark.
Yeah, it's...
And like, things are tilted slightly.
Yeah, it does. It's like a cleaner, less hideous version of Only God Forgives, where like...
Yes, the moment, that's also something I thought.
Yeah, the moment John leaves the table, he's completely cast in green light, leaving the head of the Continental in this nice, clean, warm lighting sitting at the table. Like, there's a lot of really good lighting shit like that. Lots of powerful lighting choices. I frankly believe it all gets cranked up from here. One of my favorite moments in this movie, and you get moments like this in later ones, is when John enters the dance floor. As this piece of shit entitled fuck up millennial starts running away from him, John gets the hypnosis background of the music video.
That might be the best shot of the film.
It's so fucking good.
And I'm like, it's the hypnosis thing from Wild Wild West.
And it's just drowning this fucking bass that's just like a heart attack coming for this kid. It's so good. It's transcendent. It's really fucking beautiful.
Only problem I have with the movie, only problem, is it has that scene where he's running away from John Wick and John Wick is shooting at him and does not hit him. That's not
that's
consistent
true.
With the rest of this movie.
that actually, yeah. If I have two problems with this movie, it's that and some of the blips, like for blood splats and like bullet holes are really cheap, you know, After Effects sort of stuff.
Yeah, when he shot the guy he was like kneeling on, that looked real bad.
Yeah, but they have an unbelievable budget for the future ones, so that doesn't really happen ever again.
Yeah, that was honestly one of the most disappointing parts of seeing this movie the first time, of those blood blips and stuff.
Yes.
But yeah, it's forgiven with the sequels.
Yeah, fucking seriously, dude.
As far as other things that weren't as impressive as, like, the hideout where the son is kept at the when he finally gets to him.
Uh-huh.
That place is kind of lame. Like, it's after doing nightclub and stuff.
I thought it was appropriately lame, because, like, okay, you're going to have to go sit in the shit house now.
Yeah, that's part of it for me.
I also liked his friend playing Halo. Was it Halo?
No, I think that's actually that weird tie-in shooter that went with that. God, it was on the PS4.
Yeah.
There was that...
Homefront?
No, not Homefront. It's a tie-in to a big, massive MMO.
Is it that sci-fi thing?
Yeah, sci-fi.
No way.
I'm pretty sure.
Dust 514?
Argent? No?
I think Veal had it right. What was that?
Dust 514, the one that's tied...
No.
Yeah,
I think
online.
That was Dust 514.
That was it. I'm looking at a screenshot right now. That is 100% what he was playing.
Yeah, for some reason, I just immediately knew it was that.
That's fucked up.
Let's stop playing that fucking video game.
Yeah, I like that he has PTSD from all the shooting and killing. So now he's no longer cool with this shooter video game.
But they couldn't get a real one, so they had to use Dust 514.
Yep.
He gets he also gets a I like how the fail son gets a suitably ignoble death.
Yes.
I'm just going, it's just a fucking not even allowed to finish, casually shot in the head. John Wick is already walking off.
Yeah, then his dad's like, well, thank you for giving a quick death.
I'm now going to continue trying to kill you because I have a learning disability, I guess.
Well, I think at that point he was just leaving, but he did want to kill Willem Dafoe first because Willem Dafoe betrayed him. And that was the big mistake.
Yes, that was. That really was. That was mistake like five.
Yes.
From the main bad guy.
Like, if he just didn't do that, I think John would have let him go.
Oh, yeah.
I also appreciate that he still almost got owned by Willem Dafoe. Willem Dafoe was in the process of escaping and killing everyone before he got shot.
It is really funny because this movie does a few things you don't expect very abruptly in a way that makes them funny and cool. First one I'm going to know, that scene you were bringing up, Bob, where they're keeping him in this shithole fucking construction area. They set up, okay, here's this guard, here's this guard, here's this. Oh, John Wick already killed him. John Wick's now on the headset speaking Russian going, duh. This is just like, Jesus, like it was like an establishing shot that was a murder scene. Like, it's really fucking good like that. That moment with Willem Dafoe, same thing. Where it's just like, oh man, they're gonna kill Willem Dafoe, and Willem Dafoe's like, not like this.
I'm gonna get a couple hits then.
Yeah.
And then the worst character will shoot me.
God, that fucking son, just the scene in the beginning of John Wick responding to him in Russian. Like, how is that not a warning flag?
Right.
How do you not have any danger sense whatsoever?
Not this bitch.
Because you get everything you want in life. I really appreciate that John Wick clearly has, like, it's happening in New York or New York City vibes, and that John Wick lives in New Jersey.
Yes.
So this rich Russian piece of shit just comes through town with his fucking juggalo friends listening to what is, quite frankly, the best soundtrack design in the movie, decision in the movie, just the worst piece of shit song.
Need money.
And then just... goes, I want your car. Like, that's really good. I like the idea of this rich, entitled piece of shit just drifting out of New York, thinking he can boss everyone around in New Jersey because nobody's lived there. Like, even after he does everything he does, he's like, I killed the dog of a fucking nobody. No.
This is John Wick.
No.
It's John Wick. Ooh.
I gave him an impossible job, and then he killed 800 people.
Yes, that backstory.
my favorite fucking part, right? I'm going to say that a lot. They sit there, and they're like, get a strike team, go to his house. How many should I send? How many do you have? And then John Wick kills all 12. Also, the dinner reservation thing's really good.
Yes, that moving van, basically, of cleaners.
Yes, and I love the team. You get to see, like, the big, scary, intimidating one, and the first thing you see him do is clean a window.
Yep.
That's so intentional. It's so good. It's like, oh, man, this guy's going to do something real fucked up. No, he's cleaning the window.
Yeah.
He handles the mop.
That entire sequence, as soon as the shooting stops, is gold.
Yeah, I really love how fast it is, too. It is unreasonable levels of fast. They are a factory.
Mm-hmm. Just that, the cop thing beforehand, which might be one of the best scenes of the movie, I feel like, where it's like, ah, it's my usual cop.
You working again?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just tying up some loose ends. All right. Have a good night.
You know, in any other movie, he would have another dude there who doesn't know. He's like, check this out. It's going to be great. I'm going to go up to the door and meet John Wick. Don't you worry about it.
The cleaners, though, they're just this insane factory-like efficiency to them. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, there's a body on the ground, we drag it off, dude immediately mops behind the head.
Yes.
Like, the shot is set up so perfectly where you get this fucking acme, like, bah, 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 da, 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 going in your head. as these motherfucking people are like, move the body, sweep this up, fix that glass, mop this blood. And it's so fast.
It took them 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I really like how you see all the bodies like saran wrapped in the back of the van.
Yes. So good. Oh my God.
Have anything else? I think we're starting to hit the everything that could have been said about John Wick killing 400 people.
That's where you're wrong, my friend.
this specific movie.
Let me break down the things that I think are the shortcomings.
Okay, sure.
I think the soundtrack is a shortcoming. It's not terrible, but I think it's one of the weaker parts of a film. And let me tell you, in a film this good, not being a 10 out of 10 and a part of it really gets you underscored. I think that female villain who defies the rules of the Continental is not a very remarkable character, very not memorable. And I know this for a fact because when they showed her in the trailer, I'm like, oh shit, she is in that movie.
Yeah, she sucks. She sucks a lot. Like, she has no personality. Her character is like stupid asshole and gets killed.
Yeah, and that she succeeds in doing anything is just kind of upsetting.
Yes.
Yes.
Because she's so lame.
She's definitely the part of the film that's supposed to upset you.
Mm-hmm.
Because she gets to shoot Willem Dafoe. She gets to kill Johnny or whatever his name who lived down the hall.
Harry? Right?
Harry. She gets to kill both of them, and you feel terrible both times. You're like, she didn't earn this. She didn't earn either of these. She got that guy by surprise. And that one she got handed. Completely done. But once again, she doesn't really overstay her welcome.
No.
So she doesn't really drag down the film, mm-hmm. I think, at all.
I forgot she was in it. In the same way you kind of forget that Willem Dafoe's in the movie, and then he'll just pop up again, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Except that was like, oh, yeah. There she is.
Yeah, when you break it down, she really is just like one little fight scene in the bedroom. Her introduction before that, when John first gets to the hotel,
mm-hmm.
and then those kills we talked about.
Yeah.
So she's not in much.
Yeah, she's maybe in five scenes. Maybe. The funny thing is the next film overcompensates to make up for this one mildly weak character.
By having good ones?
By having unbelievably good ones.
Unbelievably good ones.
Do you guys know that Lawrence Fishburne's in the next movie?
Oh my God!
Oh,
yeah, no, the next movie's so fucking good.
I'm gonna be honest, Dan.
Yeah.
You can't put this on a blessed content list because I don't think we'll get there in time.
I'm going to be watching 2 and 3 on my
Damn
head.
It. Sorry, I'm sorry. You're just gonna have to put them on tonight.
Okay. I told KZ my master plan yesterday, but it seems like everyone's filling it with holes. My plan was to bring John Wick 1 for episode 1, John Wick 2 for episode 2, and if I could get there, John Wick 3 for episode 3.
I'm sorry, it's not happening.
Because cursed content started with three cursed Channel Awesome movies. I was like, there
no,
must
we only
be
did
balance.
Two. We only did two. Three was Isolation 119.
Okay.
And then we took a break and eventually came back for that third one and died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't need to drink to enjoy John Wick.
No. No, you just need to have a higher mental function.
A soul.
A soul. Yeah, even a soul.
Someone who loves violence.
Yeah. It's really good. I wish Drive was as good as John Wick 1. Drive's an incredible fucking film. But it falls short of John Wick 1. I'm really glad I saw Drive and then John Wick. Because I feel like they both have a similar tone and feeling. And man, they're really good. But I feel like Drive, there are some things that just don't hit on the same levels. Which is fair. John Wick's incredible.
Yeah, I think that they're tonally different enough for me to enjoy them both in their own way.
Oh, me too.
For sure. Like, the atmosphere of Drive-Man is a lot scarier.
Oh, yes.
Than John Wick.
I should see Drive at some point.
Yeah, it's in the other room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't worry, he'll show up next time.
Oh, yeah.
John Wick doesn't really seem like a scary person as long as you don't kill his dog.
Right. He seems like a very, like, level-headed, what do they call it, man of purpose?
Yes. Yes, that's definitely what you would call John Wick.
I don't think I would ever say that about Driveman.
No. No.
Do you think anybody has pretended to be John Wick for 7 years, like the guy has pretended to be Driveman to his girlfriend for 7 years?
God, that's embarrassing. Can you imagine?
And had to rapidly come up with a reason why they shouldn't watch Drive.
See, here's the thing. Drive guy barely talks. That's easy. John Wick says things.
So you need to study all of the Bill and Ted series.
Uh-huh.
And then you know how to talk like John Wick.
Yep.
Yeah, but to be Driveman, you have to practice how he walks and always have a toothpick with you.
Oh, that's true. Also, that jacket must cost a pretty penny.
Yeah. Oh, probably. I care. God, that jacket is like, okay, we're going to make $600 from idiots.
Feel, can you please not blast me like this?
I've seen Samurai Showdown. Looks like Jack is styled like that for $350, and I've thought about it.
Yeah, Bob, and I thought about it.
You can get a shitty one for $50, but I bet if you want one that's even remotely a nice jacket, you have to spend several hours.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, what a fucking movie. I'm glad we could start this series off with, like, a really fucking good movie.
Yeah, I'm sad that the other ones didn't win because I haven't seen them in, like, decades.
Yeah.
But I totally get it.
There was no bad movie that would have showed up as the first episode.
Right.
Right.
Unless, like, everyone just misremembers The Fifth Element.
Yeah, because it's the one I least remember.
No, I will never unremember The Fifth Element.
My thing is, I've never seen it.
God. I saw it, I guess, in theaters. And not since.
Yeah, I'm the same boat, so I don't remember it at all.
I'm very excited for the next Blessed Blontent Blub, because there are so many. We made, gentlemen, ladies, gentlemen, gamers,
yep,
film enjoyers. We have a document.
We do.
It's full of dozens and dozens of movies from each of us.
I think it's somewhere around 40 per person we have.
Yeah, I think it's like collectively 100. 50.
We should probably fess up about who selected what for this episode.
That's easy enough. That should, person, yes, in the comment section got it right.
They did.
It was fucked up. I was like, man, of course I chose John Wick. I feel like that's obvious. But really? You got the other three? Because Bob could have chosen Fifth Element. He also could have chosen Tremors. And he also could have chosen Beetlejuice. You didn't...
yeah. It was a real toss-up with the rest of us. I thought that was crazy that he just nailed it.
Just blam, blam,
yeah,
blam.
Insane.
We're all shot dead in the street.
But for someone who didn't read the comments, might read the wrong one. Yeah. I chose Beetlejuice.
I chose Fifth Element.
I chose Tremors.
Yep.
And Casey chose Fifth Element. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess me being the obvious one made that much easier to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still impressive because how do you not like go with me or KZ for Beetlejuice? That's like a way more me or KZ pick than Bob.
I thought Tremors for sure would be pinned on me because I talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe too much.
See, that's the
no,
thing.
Not true.
No, there's no talking too much about Tremors.
Especially after watching that trailer.
So I've also not seen Tremors.
Yeah, luckily this got KZ and Field Culture. Dan's still leaving Cultured, though.
Yeah, see, and that's the problem. We would have called it Cultured Content Club, but then we realized that would have the same abbreviation. And then we were like, well, what if we make it a K? And then we said no. So that's why it's Blessed Blontent Blub.
Yeah, it was tragic my pick lost, but all that means is that I will buy the Blu-ray.
Ooh.
I will not be resubmitting it for the show.
Okay. I was wondering.
I have like 43 other picks.
You do. You and Bob, I think, have the most.
Yeah, no, I filled that thing up.
I'm like, let me look at movie history real quick.
It was really fucked up. As I was filling out my list, I'm like, I own almost all of these. Because I don't buy a ton of movies. But man, if it's a really fucking good movie, I definitely buy it. And if it's not a really good movie, say like Scoob, I sneak it into someone's shit when I give it back to them from borrowing it. And then they're like, why do I own Scoob? And I'm like, because I don't want to anymore. There's value in not having things. Have you ever heard of Marie Kondo? Anyways, bye.
Oh, poor Scoob.
No.
Okay.
Poor me.
Oh, poor you.
Even $1 is too much to pay to watch Scoob.
Oh, is it that bad?
It really is. It really is. Like, just to be clear, Bob and I, we both like Scooby-Doo. Bob likes it a lot. I feel like there's no other Scooby-Doo movie that's anywhere near as bad as Scoob. Scoob is like, you could probably find the worst episode of the original series, and it would be better than Scoob.
Oh, God, like, it's worse than any episode of the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it feels like it's some other movie that was canceled, then turned into a Scooby-Doo movie. It's that bad.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Oh. Like, you watch it, you realize this is them trying to set up a cinematic universe in the form of a script. That's it.
Yep.
Most of the movie isn't a Scooby-Doo movie at all. There's even a death laser. There's even the fucking Marvel's Avengers death laser.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Scooby-Doo does not need a Marvel laser.
So clearly someone at the executives disagreed. At the executive level, they were like, why do people like blue sky lasers? Oh, well.
We got superhero in this. It's got to have one.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Blue Falcon.
Yeah, this is hell.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's really fucking bad. Scoob's the worst movie I've ever owned, I'm pretty sure.
Jesus.
I bought it because Bob wouldn't, and I just couldn't stand wondering what that film was any longer.
I was going to Redbox, and you're like, no, we're going in 4K.
Because watching Scoob in 4K HDR seemed like the funniest thing we could do. Guys, that shit's not even 1080p. I don't know what the fuck is going on. The movie has, it has aliasing in scenes. Like, I'd never seen a CGI film that literally... You can go back and watch Pixar films from, like, the 90s. They don't have aliasing.
Look, we gotta render it quick. Anyway, why are we doing a spoiler cast on Scoob?
Because we were talking
Help
about...
Us feel.
We were talking about how my movie collection's immaculate because I keep ousting the waste into other people's possessions.
Let's talk about something important we have to talk about now.
What?
Okay.
We have to score John Wick. And because Cursed Content Club is -5 to 5, Blurst Blontent Blub is 5 to 15.
Well, of course, if it's blessed, then it automatically has the top score.
Yes.
In Cursed Content Club. So we start at the lowest, 5.
Yes. And obviously, if something falls in between the 5 and the 15, it may be blurst. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
And if at some point something gets a 5 from all of us, we have to shoot it down into hell. Where
yes.
It has to live with the Golden Compass, yes. Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, yeah. Very clearly, if we all give it a 5, it's like, okay, score it again on the curse content scale right now.
Yep.
Here, I thought we'd have to select the worst character and the best character immediately.
Okay, yeah, we're doing that. This immediately turns into that episode.
That's really good. That's really good.
It's like, sorry, the show has changed. The thumbnail morphs.
Sorry, audience. We activated their stand. This is now a different show. So 5 to 15, huh?
Yeah.
I can go first.
Sure.
Sure, Dan, it's your pick.
John Wick's a fucking 15. Sometimes two movies can be super fucking incredible and they could both be 15s. John Wick 1 is absolutely incredible. I don't know how anyone could not enjoy other than, oh, I don't like violence. That's it. That's the only reason. You have to have no joy in your soul to not enjoy all the dialogue in this movie. There's really, really good cinematography in this movie. There's really good car stunts. There's lots of really good choreography. There's really good set pieces in environments. 15. Fucking 15. So damn good. Fuck yeah, John Wick.
KZ.
15. This was immaculate. The pacing on it was superb. I feel like there was no part where it's like, yeah, we're sticking on this too long. Because if we're sticking on something, there's usually really good dialogue attached to it. A lot of really good actors I did not expect just showing up. Did not expect to see Willem Dafoe in this movie at all. And it felt like a punch to the face. In a good way, where he's just Willem Dafoe. Also John Leguizamo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked the music, the visuals, the gratuitous violence, and everyone going, oh, fuck. The amount of, oh, fucks, John Wick in this was so good. I especially like the use of subtitles in this, where they got to give a cool font for certain things. It was great all around. 15.
Bob.
Okay. I'm going to give it 13 because I know the next two John Wick movies exist.
See, that's fucked up.
It is. I know. But like I said before, some of the choreography could be better. They could get a lot better in the next movies, which is crazy.
See,
they,
I don't know.
A lot of good stuff
know,
in here.
So I can't do it.
There's still a lot of really great stuff. Great pacing, like KZ was saying. Visuals in that club scene are astonishing. Like, they nailed it in there.
Yeah.
And just the tone of the universe is really cool. So I'm going to give it a 13 because I want there to be room to grow.
It's going to be really fucked up that 13 is John Wick 1. So the rest of Bless Bob Templove is you going, is this better than John Wick?
go this high now. You created a ceiling for most films.
We watch Versus again and he goes, yeah, that's a 14. That's 1 point higher.
Maybe I should put it at 14. Maybe that's more reasonable.
That's entirely up to you. I just figured.
But yeah, I really like this movie, but I'm not as fanatical about it as Dan is. I'm going to leave it at 13.
I'm really glad we're not doing commentary tracks for Bless Blood Ted Blum, because if Drive ever ends up on the series, I don't need people to hear me giggle at the elevator scene.
Oh, no.
You know, watching that with you was quite enjoyable, where it's silence, one-liner, cackling.
Yeah, you don't want a commentary track for this. It's mostly us in a stunned silence of how good the movie is.
Yes, that was the situation I was watching it in, yeah.
There was a collectively 90 seconds of commentary.
Yes.
But it was good.
I'm also going to give this a 14 just because of that horrible female assassin and John Wick missing when the sun is running away.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is true to the character of John Wick.
I almost gave this a 14 because of her, yeah.
And you got to have somewhere to go for John Wick 2 and 3, which are apparently the best movies ever made.
Look, I'm saying you can have 6 Pokemon that are level 100, and some of them are IV-picked at EV's culture to just be better.
Some
but
of them have the right item.
Yeah, but they're all level 100. I'm like, yeah, John Wick 1, John Wick 2, and Die Hard are all 15s. And then Die Hard 3 is like, it's not a 15.
A 16.
And then, no.
Yeah.
Maybe if they had that alternate ending. That would really help.
An alternate ending is pretty nice.
That thing's unhinged.
It enhances the whole show.
And it's just like, oh, he got away. No, he didn't.
Okay.
That shit feels like they're turning him into John Wick.
Well, sadly, the next thing we're doing is not a blessed blunt and blub. Back to bad things.
What do you mean? Oh,
time.
No.
Oh, God.
Means it's time.
This show has a new twist.
I forgot that the bottom falls out of the joy at the end of the show every time.
Yes.
Now because we now have to
move that here.
Yeah, that's how it works. Which means, Bob, you have to pick between A, B, C, and D.
I'm feeling good about C.
Cock.
Okay, C is 90s kids sports team movie.
Oh, yeah, here we go, guys. Mighty Ducks in there? What do we got?
The Mighty Duck.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We got The Big Green.
Oh.
Jesus fucking Christ.
We got Little Giants.
God.
Oh, hell yeah.
These are all really bad. Just come from
we
my
got
life.
Rookie of the Year.
Oh, I'm so fucking tired.
And we got Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, hell yeah. Bob, you always look out for us.
I'm just going to walk into the ocean and drown myself.
I'm sad there's not Mighty Ducks 2. If I remember right, that's a good one.
What about D3?
That one sucks. Even I thought it sucked when I was a kid.
How about the Disney Plus Mighty Ducks show that came out last year?
Jesus. Was that like them trying really hard to do Cobra Kai and just nobody cared?
Who knows?
No one's going to watch it,
right?
Nobody watched it.
Yeah, they just paid money to seal content in the Phantom Zone.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Oh god.
By the way, the John Wick movies are not available on streaming on any service. I was upset. I had to go to the store and buy a DVD of John Wick.
What?
Really? That's insane.
That's crazy.
I was like, I'm not renting a digital copy. Fuck you.
I want this whenever I want.
Oh, Feel, this is going to give you a stroke. Our second rewatch, or our rewatch of John Wick 3, we were doing it on the CRT. So when the CRT gets over to the his house, me and Bob need to finish that watch through of that and then rewatch it in 4K.
You're unhinged.
I'm up for watching that movie two times back to back.
So am I.
Oh, yeah. No, the three's so unreal. Like, one's great, but two and three are inconceivably good. God. They, you know what? This is, since, you know, it sounds like I'm not going to be able to hold it off for another episode of Blessed Blonde Ten Blub because I'm being robbed by people not waiting to watch this movie for
Sorry, 2 months. Not happening.
John Wick 3 features the American guy they got to pretend to be the nephew of the original Iron Chef host. He's the Iron Chef America host as a villain.
What?
And it's fucking hilarious.
It is amazing.
That guy's acting is so good. I wish we had him in more films.
He's also the main villain of Cradle to the Grave. A movie we need to watch.
Yeah, that is a movie we need to watch.
Oh, damn. Very excited for the future Bless Blonde Tent Blub. Unfortunately, this fucking terrible category is between me and it.
Yes,
it was a full fucking month of my life.
This is such karma for Dan getting John Wick in, and
I
now he gets like the ultimate kryptonite on our cursed content list.
It really feels like it. Because even Bob's excited for anything. Nothing. None of these have anything for me.
We somehow made that part worse. We made that segment of Bob picking it worse by putting it in this show.
It feels like a moment in Mondo Cool where we watch an incredible movie and then drop to hell.
Yes.
And it's all in one podcast.
But you know it's happening.
Yeah. It's like, so there's every Blessed Blonde Tent Blub will be spectacular, but there's going to be a monster between each one.
These are the best categories that we can get for the committee, where no matter what you vote, Dan will be unhappy.
Well, these are 90s movies. What if they're all actually really good? They're not all right.
Yeah, there's a 0% chance they're all really good.
I have fond memories of The Big Green.
Okay, how about Angels in the Outfield?
No, fuck that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think it's got some sauce.
Little Giants inspired the really good Simpsons bit where Lisa tries to play football and then leaps in tears.
Yes, that was really good. That was incredible.
God.
We have several girls on the team already, and our balls are made of synthetic polymer instead of pigskin, and everyone we buy gives a dollar to Amnesty International.
And she can't own them, so she runs away with her checkmarked Twitter account.
Oh, no!
That scene's incredible. I have not seen that episode in full context, but that scene nearly killed me.
Well, thank you for listening to Blessed Blondent Blub.
The official spoiler cast for Scoob.
Also the official spoiler cast for Scoob. Watch John Wick.
Yeah,
do it.
John Wick. Also, if I want to get revenge one day, maybe I'll just get my copy of Scoob back and then just stick it in cursed content and be like, here we go.
By the way, in the thumbnail for this episode, in somewhere, slightly have Scoob in there.
I don't want Scoob to touch John Wick.
I just need his, like, his ears poking out.
No.
Oh.
Sicko.
And they're like, why is that there?